And that way, it will be outlined with an amortization schedule, which I had shared at the Finance Committee meeting, and that's how we would pay back the $300,000 line of credit. And even with the bankers, they'll tell you that this is a more conservative approach to this foundation, because we as a network, we're one of the few entities can go out and ask the listener for money to help support us. And this is what we're doing. This is the success model that we have enjoyed. And this is what we would like to do in terms of repayment of the line of credit. Now the other thing is that we will also, since we do have a very good relationship with Wells Fargo, that we will still maintain an open line of credit of $100,000, and that will be based on a CD that KPFA currently holds. So I've had this conversation with the manager of KPFA, Lim Regio, and we all agreed to this. So this is one thing that we'll have in case of an emergency, we will have a $100,000 open line of credit. Is this? Okay. So now I just want to get to some of the numbers, because also I understand there was some conversation in earlier years about the CFO doing presentations without giving numbers. So just would like you to know, I've passed out to each one of the directors the results for June year-to-date. And just for June year-to-date, the results for the foundation reflect the lag in performance of the foundation compared to the budget that was prepared in 2008. Revenue totals $10,961,000, which is almost $1 million or 7% worse than budget. Can I have some water?
Yes.
These are empty.
Okay, thank you. The revenue comparison to 2008 is $4 million or 27% worse this year than last year. It shows a marked deterioration in performance, which reflects the overall economic downturn, and it also reflects the fact that the budgeting process did not promote new revenue comparison to 2008, it reflects the overall economic downturn in the economy, but it also reflects the fact that the budgeting process did not promote new strategies to improve the projected revenues. Total expenses are $10,866,000, and it's over $200,000 or 2% worse than budget. Salaries account for the major portion of the negative variance, almost $500,000 or 8%. But this was offset by national board expenses totaling more than $86,000 better than budget. And let me just repeat this again. The national board this year expenses at this point through June year-to-date is $86,000 better than last year. So it shows that this board took the responsibility and their duties to reduce these really high costs of putting together these national board meetings, and that this can be done. And I'd like to applaud all of you here for doing that. And some of the other offsets to the high negative variance in terms of salaries include programming expenses are better, development expenses are better. Now, if you look at this, and it's better to budget, but if you look at it within what exactly has been done, you know, is there programming initiatives that should have been done that haven't been done? You know, so we have to look at that more in terms of comparison to budget and what we really have on the plate and what we can do in order to make sure that we are moving forward with with all program and initiatives, and that it's where that we can set the basic infrastructure so as the economy turns around, we can be in a position to take advantage of that and to move forward. So again, the expenses actually improved, of course, over prior year by more than 14%. And again, it was due primarily to the National Board expenses, which led the way. Okay. The net income for the first three quarters of this year is now positive again after May year to date, because there was in the month of June there was nearly $200,000 that were earned in the month of June, although the budget forecast a loss for the month of June. When we add in capital expenditures, though, the results year to date show a deficit for the foundation, which is over $32,000. And again, as I said earlier, that this shows that we are in exigent circumstances, and this is why we were able to exercise and use the restricted funds and setting up a promissory note to ourselves. So the other, the management changes at WBAI, which has implemented successful techniques in fundraising, and adherence to the mission to allow the unfettered creative energies of the community, and the staff.
Please, I'd ask the.
You can ask all you want. You're not going to silence. You're not going to censor us here. If you want to call in the police, you'll show what your true hierarchical
Tell the audience that we have an individual in the audience that's disturbing the presentation.
Okay. We would appeal to the audience to please allow us to conduct business. Public comment is at 12:30. Continue, LaVarne. Okay. Just continue.
So for the listening audience, again, we thank you. We thank you for your patience. And this is Pacifica National Board meeting. So again, thank you. The management changes at WBAI, implementing successful techniques in fundraising, and adherence to the mission to allow the unfettered creative community. I'm trying to talk to you, and there are individuals in the audience who are continuing to interrupt the presentation here. And as we said, this is the Pacifica National Network. Thank you for being online. Thank you for listening. And we will try to continue this presentation without the continuous interruption from the audience. So thank you for your patience.
Okay. Do you have?
No, I'm not through.
You know, Grace, I have a point of personal privilege.
Go ahead.
I'd like to point out that all this board is volunteer board members. We all have other commitments with our jobs, with our families. With our jobs and with our families that cry out for our time. Yet we have come.
Some respect from the audience to complete the report, so we can complete the report.
Grace,
you know, LaVarne,
Grace, I'm not finished with my point.
Okay, go ahead.
We're all volunteer people. We've all given up our time that we could spend doing something else to come here. And the one thing that we ask from the audience, this is a meeting. Everybody gets a chance to talk at these meetings. The board members get a chance to talk, and the public gets a chance to talk at meetings. But the basic fairness rule is that other people, when one person has the floor, the other people don't talk. So I would ask you all, in consideration of the work and the sacrifice that we've put out to be here, that we could follow the basic rules of fairness and consideration of how to behave at a meeting. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, excuse me. There, public comment is at 12:30 today. It's at 12:30 today. That's a time certain. Okay. You know what? If you continue to heckle, everyone who heckles will not be allowed. Your public comment will be taken out of that 12:30 period if you want to adjust the time for it. We'll keep track of the time and deduct it from the public comment period, which is only fair. Okay. Okay. Thank you. We'd like to continue the meeting.
Grace.
Grace, could I have the floor for a minute?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'd like to move that we suspend the agenda and allow the audience to participate in a dialogue with this board for the next 45 minutes, where we will get a chance to speak in response to what they're saying. We'll give them a minute. They can pick whoever wants to speak, or 2 minutes, let's say, to speak however they like, and we'll have a chance to respond. It'll be an orderly dialogue. You take a turn, and we take a turn, and the people listening can see who's got the best interests of Pacifica at heart.
All right. Okay. All right. Is there any objection to George's suggestion?
Second.
Madam Chair, we're in the middle of the finance report.
Second, and let's move
with
on.
With a network that's in dire financial situation, could
second,
we possibly finish the
on.
Finance report?
Okay.
The motion requires two-thirds to change the agenda.
Okay. So let's take a vote on that. We'll just do it by raising hands. Who is in favor of George's suggestion to suspend the agenda and to allow for a dialogue with the audience? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who is opposed?
I'm not opposed to doing this, Madam Chair. It's just that we're in the middle of the finance report.
Okay. You know,
Madam Chair,
I'd like to know what suggestion you have that how
I
we
have
can
another
proceed.
Suggestion.
Yes,
I
go
have
ahead,
a suggestion.
Ethan.
This might be turned on. My point of information.
This mic is not on, John.
Yeah, I can't get mine on either. So
it's not
on.
It's just not loud. Okay.
Point of information.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You know
how much?
Whether this doesn't pass, it doesn't have 2/3, George.
We have a vote. We have a point of information.
Okay, raise your hand if you're in favor of George's suggestion.
A point of information. A point of
go ahead. What is it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How much more time does LeVarne need to finish up the report?
LeVarne, how much time do you need?
Probably another 5 minutes or so.
We have questions, Madam Chair.
Okay. So she'll be finished in 5 minutes. So maybe we could let her finish.
Okay, let's try to just go back to the agenda.
Madam Chair, it is pointless for us to give her 5 minutes if we can't hear the 5 minutes.
Exactly.
If we're going to do this, let's do it. If they want to have this conversation, let's have this conversation or something, because right now we're doing neither.
Okay. In order to change the agenda, we have a motion on the floor. Please, let's have some order. We have a motion on the floor. It's to take 45 minutes out for a dialogue with the audience. This is George's motion. Please raise your hand. It needs a 2/3 vote to pass.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Does that this 45 minutes come out of the public comment time already assigned?
No. No, that's not the suggestion.
Then I would move to amend the motion to have the 45 minutes deducted from the public comment period.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion? Hearing none. You're seconding it? No. Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay. Yes.
If this goes through, will we be returning to the finance report, and will there be time for directors to ask questions about the finance report? 5 minutes is not going to do that.
Okay. Yes. The answer is yes. Let's. Why don't we just take a vote on George's motion. If it passes, it passes. If it doesn't, we'll try to continue with the meeting. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead,
yes,
Jamie.
If I could be confident that by going through this process that we could be assured of time and space to do our business for the rest of the weekend, I might be persuaded to vote for it. But I do not have that confidence, so I don't see what this is going to accomplish.
All right,
Madam Chair, could I suggest maybe 20 minutes instead of, as a substitute, 20 minutes?
Okay, that's an amendment. Is there a second for a reduction to 20 minutes? No second. We're just going to go to a vote on this. It takes 2/3. Please raise your hand if you're in favor of George's suggestion. Raise your hand if you're in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Raise your hand if you're opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And raise your 7. Raise your hand if you're abstaining. 1 abstention. Okay, the motion fails as it doesn't get 2/3. We're going to go back to the agenda. LaVarne, put the microphone as close to your mouth as you can.
Point of information.
And speak loudly. Continue
your report.
Point of information. Yes.
Could the chair clear the room and allow only folk who behaved in an orderly fashion to return?
Okay, if necessary, we'll do this. Let's try to proceed with the report.
That's right.
And we also might want to point out to the people that are listening on stream that this is a room full of possibly about 15 people, and there are only about 3 people that are interrupting.
Okay, Rico, you're out of order. LaVarne, please continue.
So this is LaVarne Williams, and this is the Pacifica National Board meeting of the foundation. Today is actually Saturday, July the 25th, 2009.
Yeah. Just keep yelling.
Back to the finance report. Again, this is LaVarne Williams. I'm the interim chief financial officer of the foundation. And I think that, as I ended before, the management changes at WBAI, implementing successful techniques in fundraising and adherence to the mission to allow the unfettered creative communities of the staff to produce good radio are the basic steps to turning around the decline in revenue and to lifting the network to achieve the success of the past. The foundation enjoyed an unrestricted cash position of $1.5 million on June 30th, 2009. Stations KPFK, KPFA, and KPFT held the most unrestricted cash, with KPFT enjoying the best cash to monthly expense ratio or reserves of all units. The average monthly expense of KPFT expenses are approximately $80,000 over this year, and the cash balance at the end of June was over $300,000, so almost 4 months of reserves. So congratulations to the management and staff of KPFT for your management of your station and of your financial position there. And just briefly, in terms of that's where we are, again, for the foundation itself, the June year-to-date, the revenue total, almost $11 million, which is almost $1 million or 7% worse than budget. The net income is approximately for for this year, the net income on a year-to-date basis shows we're approximately have about $200,000 in net income, and that's a reversal from May year to date, and or about a, I'm sorry, about $100,000 better than budget, and that's only because we were actually very successful in the month of June, where we actually produced for the foundation over $200,000 that we had earned, and whereas the budget actually had a negative or net loss for the month of June. And again, our cash position at the end of June was $1.5 million. So to kind of go to where we are, the National Finance Office is located in Berkeley. And again, I really want to applaud the staff there who have really hung in there, have done a lot of work and work really long hours to really make a change in terms of how we're actually reporting information and being able to do financial close on the fifth workday, whereas before it was more like the 23rd or later in the month, and the numbers were not available until the following month. So we're still working on getting the reports out, getting them out as soon as at the close, but we do get the close on the 5th. Our finance person does send the reports out to our business managers, and we're able to see what the results are for the foundation within in a timely manner. For example, we have the results and we had sent them out, and everyone have them for this meeting, which started on the 24th, and normally that is not the way it was done in the past. So again, I applaud all the business managers and the station managers who are really have been instrumental in making sure those things happen. And the other things, some of the other things we really do is with the business managers, we have business manager meetings where they give their position in terms of and issues that we need to address as a group, as a finance department within the foundation. And I think that those meetings have really contributed to the fact that we can get information done. We're also in the budget process, and I'm not sure if Jamie's going to talk a little bit more about that. But we are in the budget process, so that this year I think that we have actually our finance person has developed a template where that as we develop the budgets, we can put the information in, and I will have the information immediately to know what the total numbers are, the consolidated budget is for the foundation. And just to contrast that with this year, like last year's budget, we really did not have a consolidated budget until I came in, and we had to determine there was in fact, the problem was with the WBAI budget, where it was not really determined what the WBAI budget was, what their central services should be compared to what we had in national office. So we actually had to really actually almost produce for the first time a consolidated budget in February of this year for the whole foundation. So again, the staff there at the national office, for this year we have a budgeting process where we have a template where as the budgets go in, it can be consolidated so the CFO, the finance committee, can immediately understand what the total budget is for the foundation. And the other little project that we have done as CFO is that we have had a professional architect and who's also a professor of architecture. What he did was he used our facilities in Berkeley as a project, as a summer project for one of his classes. And what they did was they actually presented to us from the students. We went over to the California Academy of Art in San Francisco, and they presented their concept of what they could do for the national office and the restaurant, which is part of the foundation's assets there in Berkeley. So they presented these ideas, and then coming up at the 1st of August, they will present their ideas on what they could do in terms of making KPFA radio station a green building. So we're really excited. They've talked about solar panels and different ways, and there's an issue with water levels there at KPFA radio station. So all of these issues they're going to address, and we're really excited about it. And what we really plan to do is to use this project to create a green renovation of these structures and to serve as a springboard for a major capital campaign. So the finance area, again, we're moving forward rapidly. We have staff in place. We are also trying to address the issue with WBAI because due to the cuts back in November, I found working as acting general manager that some of the tasks that need to be done there, they really can't be done because they are, excuse me. So, a lot of the tasks at WBAI cannot be done because of the way the cuts were done back in November. So we actually have a temporary person who's helping to do some of the WBAI finance tasks there at the national office. And the staff at WBAI, which includes our fiscal director who has responsibilities for fundraising and MEMSIS, and she will have some assistance to get her task done. So we're moving forward with the finance area, and I'll just conclude with that, and if we'll be welcome, I will welcome questions from the directors. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go into a question and answer period in response to my report and to LaVarne's report. I'm going to turn the chair over to Joe Wanzala, our vice chair.
Okay, so I'll take a stack, Andrea. Jim.
Hi. Okay. Check, check, check. Okay, good. All right, good. Yeah. LaVarne, just for my clarifications, could you go back over the restructuring of debt that Ricardo De Anda gave you as regards to the $8,500 a month per station? And did you say that KPFA or something would be charged $2,000 a month? Or so? Was there a difference? I need clarification on that for the restructuring. And are we talking, and my second part is, are we talking about using unrestricted funds? And just a clarification on that, you mentioned something about Heath and whether.
Oh, I didn't mention Heath, but it is Heath.
It is Heath.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Okay. Let me go over it in detail again. We've had the discussions in the National Finance Committee, and we currently have a line of credit with Wells Fargo that was negotiated last year, and I think the plan to pay off this line of credit was this $1.1 million loan that was floated, and this loan, as I had pointed out, Grace had pointed out, was that it had a balloon payment on it, so therefore you would have this $1.1 million loan that was mortgaged by the assets of KPFK with a balloon payment. And KPFK LSB certainly did not support that idea and that this balloon payment would totally put the foundation at risk in terms of being able to pay that back. So that idea was shot down. It was not approved. So in the meantime, we have this $300,000 line of credit. There is no repayment plan. There is nothing attempted to repay it until it's due on August the 1st, so we have to repay it. So the idea was, like, how do we do this?
Right.
So one way to do it was to renew the line of credit. And you have to renew it, and then you would have to so Wells Fargo would still hold this line of credit for us. They would renew it for us at an interest rate. So the prior interest rate was prime plus 1%, which was 6.25%. But this year, the rate would have been prime plus 1, which would have been 4.25%, that we would pay Wells Fargo 4.25%. They would continue to hold. They would hold this CD as collateral, and we would pay Wells Fargo that amount of money. So when we had talked about this, to use this restricted account, any restricted account that the foundation holds, the gift has certain
certain things in there that prevent you from use that, that's directed towards certain uses. So with this Heath Fund, you know, it's supposed to be used, I think, for programming, and that what we have to do is to, and that the only way you can use it for any other purpose is due to what they call exigent circumstances. And the foundation, that was the connection. So therefore, we can use this. So actually, the amount is $375,000. So in looking at, you know, how we could actually handle this, you know, in consultation with Ricardo Diando, our foundation attorney, you know, we talked this over in terms of the, well, first of all, we had to get his opinion on whether we really could use the restricted funds. So he did give us that opinion. And then as he and I talked, you know, we talked about how we would have to borrow the money from Wells Fargo, we'd have to pay them, you know, 4.25% interest. So in his experience working with various not-for-profit institutions, that he suggested that what we could do, we have the $300,000, we could write a promissory note to ourselves.
Right. So that's interesting. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we would write a promissory note to ourselves. The chair would sign the promissory note. We would have a repayment schedule. There are loan amortization schedules. And what we would pay it. So we have looked at in terms of the number of months that it would be required to pay it back. So we really haven't settled on that. Uh-huh. We did talk about it with the finance committee, and there was a motion that was put forward to pay it back in 36 months.
Oh, 36, not 24.
Well, it's there various things. You could either do 24 or 36.
Okay.
So the point is that we would pay if we were in the open market, or we would actually pay Wells Fargo 4.25%. So my position is that we would pay ourselves 4.25%, because the other part of these restricted funds is there's always something that we would have to pay interest on that money. Mm-hmm. So we will pay the interest, and we'll pay 4.25%. So if you were going into a CD, I think the rate it may be is 2%. Mm-hmm. So we'll be generous with ourselves, mm-hmm. and that's what we will pay ourselves back. So that way we will take the more conservative approach for this foundation, particularly at this time when the revenues did increase, of course, here at WBAI in the last fund drive. But we want to take, again, a conservative approach. And the other part of this, let me just tell you, is that, and which I said, and I'll just emphasize again, is that, you know, we talked this over with, because each station, and this is valid, and I understand it, feel that the reserves belong to the station. So we talked this over with Lim Lim Reggio and her business manager, Maria Negrette. And what we plan to do is that we were currently holding a CD as collateral for KPF, that's in the KPFA coffers. And so what we will do is we will release that, so that will not be a restricted fund anymore. However, we will hold 100,000 of that as a CD in a restricted fund, and we will maintain a $100,000 open line of credit. There will be nothing borrowed on it. This will really be for extreme dire emergencies, and that way, we will actually, our financial position in terms of with Wells Fargo will be much better, mm-hmm. because, you know, we will show that if we have a promissory note to ourselves that we're paying back to ourselves, and that we will hold this open line of credit, and I will need to write in there that with this open line of credit, we will promise that if we were to borrow, we would have to immediately set up a repayment on any borrowing from that account.
Jim, the next on the stack.
Thank you. That was one of the questions I had. My question is now, have we at this point set up any national development plans? In other words, have we set up any plan on a national level to raise funds for the network other than what we're getting from the various stations?
I guess I would respond to that. We have a national development director,
and we will be giving his report shortly. As I said in my report, grant funding is extremely decreased because grantors have seen a 20 to 40% decline in their principal. So it's the possibly the worst time to invest or depend on development funding. We are therefore concentrating most of our effort on on-air fundraising because that's where 80% of our funding comes from traditionally. 10% of our funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Traditionally, only 10% has come from off-air fundraising. Now, there have been many suggestions that we should improve development to improve off-air fundraising, but this period of time in our nation's economy and with foundations and even federal agencies, there's literally no money available on the local or state level. The only place is stimulus money. Grant funding would normally takes anywhere from 6 months to 18 months to show any actual results. So we're thinking about that, and that's the bailiwick of our national development director, and we will be giving his report. He's not going to be here. He's not able to be here himself this weekend, but he has given us a written report, which we will probably read out later.
Thank you. My next question is could someone explain central services to us again, and how does the plan you're proposing in terms of different stations' payback effect, or what relationship does it have to the central services?
The central services, I guess, in terms of explaining what it is that the foundation, again, it goes back to how does this foundation fund itself, and you fund it through on-air fundraising primarily, as Grace has said. So in order to, and the foundation is a network, and in order to manage the network and to try to really find economies of scale, we have the national office and their responsibilities at the national office. And in order to do that, we fund that by getting 19.5% each of listener support income from each station on a monthly basis. 19.5% of that goes to the national office. And over the years, this is, and we have major initiatives, we have major expenses. For example, we have an expense for Democracy Now! And that's funded through this central services. So in each station contributes based on their listener support. Now, the history is that WBAI has not been able to contribute to the central services, so that the accumulated responsibilities are accumulated, it really debt, interstation receivable to the national office from WBAI is $1.1 million. And again, if you were in an open market and you were borrowing money, that's how much WBAI would owe. But now that WBAI debt, or what we see as interstation receivable, sits in the national office. Now, $1.1 million, if that cash had come into the national office, that would be cash. It wouldn't be a receivable. So, therefore, the national office, we're projecting a shortfall in cash for this year. And so that, you know, what we have to do is to borrow funds from a station that has a good cash position in order to fund the necessities. But also, the national office does some cash outlays up front, and then they get that cash back from the stations. And one of the things with BAI is it has been payroll, has been health benefits, and of course just the monthly 19.5%, and that's what has accumulated to $1.1 million. So my position And I've said it, and I really want the board to hear this, is that WBAI accumulated, I mean, they did not pay, transfer this $1.1 million, but it's not just this year or last year. It's been over, in fact, I have that outline here. It's been over a number of years. So, but when WBAI did this, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's the responsibility of the WBAI listeners to say that they owe $1.1 million. I think it's the responsibility of this national board and of the prior management at the national office that are responsible for this.
Okay. I didn't necessarily want to know all that about, but I just wanted to know how the network was using central services, and how this new plan of payback would affect stations having to satisfy their central services as well as pay back the loan. That's all I wanted to know.
Do we have to increase that central services overhead charge?
Well, you know, I'm not looking at increasing a central services overhead charge, but I do have a plan that we should reduce that receivable. And the plan that I had spoken about was that for each fund drive, that each major fund drive, that each station would add an extra day. And this extra day, you know, we don't have to say it's to pay down the debt. It's just an extra day of fundraising, and it's to pay down this receivable. And the reason why I said each station is because, as I said, that this accumulated because the national board and the management would not step in and stop this at BAI, stop this in order to at this continuing to not pay central services and to allow this debt to actually accumulate, and that's and the board is responsible for that, and that's why I'm asking that each station, because there are directors from each station on this board, and the board is responsible, and so therefore each station would be responsible for reducing that receivable that is attributed to WBAI.
Okay, Billy Ray. Yes.
Billy Ray, WPFW Radio. First, I want to just say to Grace that, you know, when you were doing your report, the accumulated quarter hour report, and you were saying that in Pacifica that the midday, which was considered housewife time back in the 60s, is always going to be lowest part of any accumulated quarterly hour schedule, you know, in terms of the graphic that you put up on the screen a few minutes ago, right? And I also want to say to you that I've been around Pacifica since 1977, and there's something in this report that has never been in any report that I have seen. I raised hell when they tried they brought this to Pacifica, which is the SCA, the side channel rental system. I complained like hell. That money was used as a slush fund to hijack Pacifica the first time. When Lonnie Hicks came to Washington, D.C. after we had reformulated Pacifica and we had this meeting at UDC, the first question that I asked him, give me an accountant of the SCA money that's brought in by each and every station within Pacifica so that we can have an accountant of that slush fund money that was used to hijack this radio network. Laverne, I just want to commend you, because this is the first time in 10 years that anybody has listed in their financial statement the SC income, and it's not no small amount of money. I mean, it's I can't see it. It's $139,000, but at one time it was over $1 million. As a fact, it went up at close to $5 million at one time. I realize there's been a drop. I've also heard stories like that money went straight to the archives to help keep the archives running, but there was never no physical accounting of that money. And, you know, I just want to tell people, you know, I think you're doing a magnificent job in your financial reporting to this organization, even though there are people in this organization right now that don't want this organization to exist. They want it to fall, flounder, and they're doing everything within their humanly possible to make sure that that happened. And I'm glad they have got conscientious people like yourself who's reaching deep into the financial business of Pacifica to bring the actual reality to the people here that, yes, this network can be saved with people that are diligent and willing to work to do it. Thank you.
Sean is next on the stack.
Thank you. I really enjoyed. I want to thank you for an excellent report, both of you ladies. And could I ask Ms. Williams, due to some of the commotion in here, I wasn't able to hear all your report. Is that in our book, or can you send that out to the board?
I'll send it out to the board.
Thank you very much.
All right, George.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. And I want to commend you for finding ways to turn that property, which was basically being unused at KPFA, into something that's going to produce some revenue. And any sense of how much revenue it could produce when we get it put back together?
We really haven't gotten to the point in terms of, because we're looking at some type of little small cafe. And just to let people know that in Berkeley, the city of Berkeley, there is our new building going up across the street, like a five-story building that's like multi-use. There will be a TJ's, a Trader Joe's. There will be a grocery store on the bottom level, and then there will be condos. So, and, of course, that's the university area, so we're really anticipating a lot of foot traffic, and we're really excited about it. And also it involves the young people who, and these young people who were doing this, they didn't have any idea about KPFA or Pacifica, and now they know about it.
On the question of the line of credit, what does it cost us to maintain a line of credit with Wells Fargo?
The $100,000 that we're going to do? Well,
assuming we don't use it, what does it cost us?
Actually, it's because they had already started the process, and we thought that we were gonna have a $300,000 line of credit. We were just going to renew. They were charging us. Actually, they charged us they reduced the amount they were going to charge us, and they were going to charge us $800. So right now, other than that cost, our banker has not. That's the only cost that he's identified to me.
So that's it. We're not going to pay any ongoing to keep it open.
That's what he identified to me, because we chatted about it, and he told me that he would require me to pay now the initial amount, which was like, I guess, over $1,000, but pay $800,000 because they'd already started the renewal process, and we'll just keep an open line. That's what I've been told, but I will check that and get back with you.
Okay, thank you.
Nia, I got you.
Good morning.
The microphone, please.
I have to get it to me, Monroe. It's okay. You'll be okay. I'm just getting it to me. Good morning, everybody. I'm Nia Bediako from WBAI. I have a couple of questions for you, LeVar. How much have you paid so far to Central Services to the national office from BAI? I have three questions. Have you paid any Central Services out of the fund drive that you just had?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Okay. Now, in terms of the KPFA building, how is that going to be funded?
You mean the project, the Green and Project?
The
what we're going to do is we're going to use this project, as I said, as a springboard for a major capital campaign. So that's the way. That's what we would do is that once we get the ideas. And once we see that there is, as we go into, this would be going into next year, into 2010, and then the board will have to decide when we need to start a major capital campaign. So it's not just KPFA's building, but all the other buildings need renovation.
Okay.
So the board will have to decide on that.
Right. Now, last year when we were considering a loan, I did like 7 points as to what we could do in order
to help the foundation come out of this. And one of the things I think I did mention was for us to get, I know everybody's going to get upset about this, to get a mortgage on the building, borrow enough money so that we can have enough to buy a building for WBAI to acquire another capital asset, okay? So people were afraid that the Berkeley building might go bankrupt or whatever, which I don't think that would happen.
No.
Not go bankrupt, but the loan would default. So at least if it defaulted, you would have another capital asset. That's what I had suggested. I think maybe we should still take a look at it. If we're going to get money, it's good to get enough money to acquire, like I said, another capital asset. So that's something that we should look into. I can forward it to you. It's in my other email. The other thing I want to say finally, I noticed the audience is upset, and some of us are upset because they're upset. I'd like to know, going forward, is it possible, from what I'm hearing, is to please post all of these jobs. I think if we do things according to the bylaws and according to processes, then we won't have people behaving the way they are behaving. If we keep hiring people without a process and without posting the jobs, we are always going to be interrupted when we have these meetings. So
I would like to address that.
Okay.
When management changes occur, let's give an example of a manager resigning. If a manager resigns, then there isn't time to do a thorough search for a permanent manager, which would be the purview of the local station board. The local station board has the role of forming a search committee for program directors and for general managers. The national board has to the personnel committee of the national board searches for a permanent management at the national level. The national board is currently doing a search for a permanent executive director, a permanent CFO. That's being done properly by doing job postings. The time that it takes to do those kinds of searches means that interim management has to be put in place, or we have no management at our stations, in the case, for instance, of a resignation. So interim management has to be found and put in place rapidly. There isn't time for long searches. Okay. I'm giving a theoretical example here.
Okay. All I'm saying...
Can we have some order, please? I'll give you a minute to vent.
All I'm saying is Grace...
Well, Grace has some additional information if you'll... Listen.
I would like Sandra Rawline to address this. Is that possible?
No. I'm saying just in general, so that we don't have
in general. Job descriptions are put out when permanent employees are hired. They're not put out when in emergency situations when interim management has to be put in place. It's the responsibility at WBAI of the LSB to form a search committee and to do put out the proper job postings and to vet candidates for their program director, permanent program director, and permanent general manager. Your LSB is responsible for doing that.
Jamie is the next person on the stack. Jamie, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you LaVarne and Grace for two excellent reports.
You're welcome.
In particular, I'd like to thank, you know, that were delivered not under the optimum conditions. I'd like to thank you for sticking with it and giving the board the information that we need to make the best decisions that we can, which is why we're here. I'd like to thank Grace for giving us the listenership report, because I do believe that a lack of attention to our listenership has been part of our problem over the past several years. There's one question I have for LaVarne, which actually I think I'm starting to get an understanding in the other questions. So you're going to keep the plan is to have a $100,000 line of credit at Wells Fargo, and that's going to Is that going to be secured by some money at KPFA?
Right, $100,000. They have a $400,000 CD. We'll put it into a $100,000 CD secured. So therefore, it will free up $300,000 as unrestricted cash for KPFA.
Okay, and okay. I believe that's okay. Now I understand. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Bonnie's next on stack.
I'm sorry.
Bonnie's next on stack.
Okay, 30 seconds. Nobody don't do any fundraising off there. Okay.
Amy Goodman doesn't raise any money off there. It's all about on-air fundraising. Increase the number of days. That doesn't.
If you'd allow Bonnie, please proceed.
Credit card family. That's their answer.
LaVarne, I think you just answered it for Jamie, but I'm sorry, I just didn't quite get it. So, 100,000 of the CD of KPFA's, which is going to be released because we're doing this inter-foundation loan.
300,000 will be released.
So, the CD of 400,000 will 100,000 of it will go back to secure this $100,000 line of credit that you want to take.
Right.
Does the 300 go back into KPFA's reserves?
Right. It's cash. It becomes cash. It's unrestricted cash now.
Unrestricted cash.
Right. As of August
the 1st. In KPFA's accounts.
Right. Exactly.
And do we anticipate that will have to be used other than in KPFA's cash accounts?
We hope not. But the other thing is that we've had this discussion before, and we sat down with the bankers from Wells Fargo, and what we talked about is the whole thing about what rate that we're getting for that cash. So that's what they're supposed to come back with us to determine that we're getting the best rate for KPFA and for all the other stations.
Right.
So that allows us to have that discussion.
So $8,500 a month per station. Is that right, that we'll be asked to give to National to – is that right?
No.
How much did you ask?
No, I said that there are various scenarios in terms of months in order to pay back.
Oh, 85 so, by five, divided by five. I'm sorry.
Right, and with each station getting some amount. And Lim did the math, too. She said about 2,000. So
okay,
you know,
about 2,000
exactly.
Per month per station.
For the major stations, then it'll be a little lower for T and for
I
W.
I see. So that's predicated on a two-year?
I think that's actually...
is that a 36-month?
I think that's a 30...
You said 24 months at the time.
Well, see, the motion, we have a motion from the Finance Committee for 36, and I said 24, but, you know, we can decide. Okay. I'll give you the exact numbers.
So, thank you. Now I understand that a little bit better. In a kind of larger sense, can you speak a little bit to – I just don't have a grasp. Are we paying our bills? Are there a number of large or even smaller things that you are concerned with that are not getting paid out of the national office? And I'm sorry, I'm not a finance person, so it's a little bit hard for me to have the proper vocabulary on this. But I'm just not – I don't have a grasp on the – receivables out there and whether we're
well in terms of
excuse me. As I said, we actually have a cash flow. We'll send that out too. We've been in the process of trying to get consolidated cash flow. We do have an initial one, and what we're working on actually is WBAI, as Jamie knows. So we've actually looked at the cash flow. So in the national office, right, we do a projection on cash flows every month. So in terms of things not being paid, the important thing is that things will be paid if the stations continue to raise the funds during their fund drives, to continue to have successful fund drives. And that, therefore, the national office will get the 19.5% of listener support income on a monthly basis.